You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guests today are here from Juno AmeriCorps. And I'll have everyone introduce themselves briefly. Jenny, let's start with you.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jenny Ebersberger, and I'm a new AmeriCorps member here in Juno. For about 2 months I've been here, and I'm from Wyoming.
Thank you, Jenny. Jeffrey, you're next.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jeffrey Franklin. I'm also new to Juno, about 2 months as well. I'm from the suburbs of Chicago.
Welcome. And Sherry.
Hi, all. I'm Sherry Paul. I'm the director of the United Way of Southeast Alaska Juno AmeriCorps program.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being here today. I know you're all here to share some information about AmeriCorps programs, and we're also going to learn a little bit more about our two new members. Let's start with a reminder about who is AmeriCorps and what you do. Sherry, I'm going to start with you on this one.
Sure. So the Juno AmeriCorps program has been around for quite some time now. Most may remember that it was part of SAGA, Southeast Alaska Guidance Association, for many years. But United Way of Southeast has run the AmeriCorps program now for three or four years. And we have this year, we have 13 members, which is one of the largest groups we've had in a long time. And they are serving in 13 different locations around Juno. They serve for a full year, 11 to 12 months. They have to serve 1,700 hours. And they're serving it this year for the first time at five of the elementary schools. And Greening Park has a first-year AmeriCorps member. Zach Gordon, Learn Child Care. Two are in the health-related areas at CERC and at Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association. So it's a wide, and Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition. Quite a few of them are new sites this year, and we're excited to be in the community and helping out, especially in this really challenging time with COVID.
Thank you, Sherry. Jeffrey, you next. I wanted to, well, first of all, if there's anything you want to add to what Sherry said, please go ahead. But I also wanted to ask, what is it about Sherry's description or what you know about AmeriCorps that made it an attractive choice for you?
Sure. So I was actually supposed to go to Morocco with the Peace Corps before kind of COVID changed everyone's plans. And I was supposed to do a similar thing there. I work at Site Gastineau Elementary School, or I serve at Site Gastineau Elementary School as a early childhood literacy support teacher. That was what I was supposed to be doing in the Peace Corps. So it just seemed like a natural sort of transition for me. I really kind of liked the idea of using my working hours in the service of other people. And also just being able to come and explore a different part of the country and that I probably never would have otherwise had the chance to do was something that was really enticing about this program. It's just been a really wonderful experience thus far.
Juno, Alaska is clearly a superior choice to Morocco. how did it go from Morocco to Alaska from Chicago?
Good question. You know, when Morocco became like something that wasn't really possible anymore, like a lot of people just graduating from college, I was just kind of lost and didn't really know what to do. And I've always been a bit adventurous, I suppose. When I was just kind of figuring out what I could do next, I was sitting in the car with my mom, and I was like, what if I just went to Alaska? And she's like, yeah, I guess that could work. And I looked, and there was a program that seemed to fit sort of my interests, and it just kind of all clicked really quick, and I couldn't be happier that it did.
Well, that's great to hear. Welcome to Juno. All right, Jenny, you're next. What about AmeriCorps was attractive to you, and why did you make that choice this year?
So definitely kind of following on along the lines of what Jeffrey was saying, I had some traveling plans and kind of other plans set forth for 2020. And of course, all of those kind of got pushed to the side for the time being. So I decided I needed to do something different rather than stay in my hometown. I was just working kind of in between my undergrad and like professional health schooling. So I decided AmeriCorps would be a good option. And I was actually choosing between applying to Alaska and Florida. So very opposite ends of the spectrum. And so I started with Alaska. And as soon as I got an interview with Juno, I just kind of scrapped the Florida applications. And yeah, same. I totally feel like it has been the best option. I love the mountains. And so coming here, I mean, the accessibility to the mountains is just incredible. You know, living downtown, you walk 5 minutes and you're at a trailhead, which is pretty cool. So, yeah. And then like Sherry was saying, there are two health care related AmeriCorps members, and I'm one of them. And I work for AHEC, which is a program of CERC, and AHEC is Southeast Alaska Area Health Education Center. And our whole mission is to ignite interest in health careers and also workforce development. So I've also felt like it's been a really good fit for me so far.
And what are you enjoying about your placement so far?
So we started out planning a behavioral health camp for the high school students at Yakusuke Dakahiti. And so that's been a really fun experience, just connecting with a lot of locals and finding a lot of different presenters to come present at our camp has been a lot of fun. So yeah, just getting to work with the high schoolers, that's been awesome. I mean, of course, it's all been virtual, but it's been a really cool experience.
And Jeffrey, same question to you. What are you enjoying most about the work that you're doing for AmeriCorps right now?
You know, it's such a challenging time for people in education, especially like early childhood education. There's so many things that we have to navigate with doing school through Zoom. I consistently am thinking about how I would have reacted as a 7-year-old learning how to read and write and all those things via Zoom, and how hard that would have been on my parents as well. And I think the thing I've enjoyed the most is, and also just I'm so impressed by everyone in the community, whether it's the teachers, students, or families, and their just willingness to adapt, even though it's really frustrating. So it's really nice when I get to spend time on a Zoom with a kid and they're just really excited to learn, and you'd expect it to be less excitement, I suppose, or at least I feel like I would have been more distant when I was learning at that age. But they just really come with a lot of excitement, and I feel like I'm starting to really make some progress with some students, and it's just been really, really cool to see kind of the resilience of Juno and the people living in it.
Well said. And Jeffrey, what are you hoping to gain out of all this? How does it fit in with your goals for your future?
So that's a good question, because education wasn't always kind of where I saw my career going, but I've really enjoyed it more than I thought I would. So I've been trying to figure out ways, one, to stay in Juno after this year of service ends, and two, in what capacity. Is that finding a way to get more education to stay within the education field, or something more, maybe more administrative? I'm still kind of putting that together. But I think what I can say for sure is that AmeriCorps is definitely kind of, and this program specifically, has definitely opened my eyes to potential new sort of pathways for myself. So I'm grateful for that.
Thanks. And Jenny, same question to you. How does this fit in with your goals for your future?
Yeah, so like I said, I'm kind of in between undergrad and the next step forward. And so I'm hoping to go to medical school eventually to be a physician. So this kind of is right up my alley, I feel like. And one thing that I really didn't know coming into AmeriCorps and Juno was just the rich culture that is in Alaska. And so that's something I'm really hoping to just immerse myself in as many like cultural events and activities as possible, and just kind of soak it all up and be able to share it with my family and friends around the world. So I think that will also better equip me or it will equip me better as a future physician as well.
Another great answer. Thank you. Thank you both, Jenny and Jeffrey, for sharing your stories and more with us today on Juno Afternoon. It's always great to meet AmeriCorps members, even virtually. Sherry, I want to come back to you. Where can we find out more about AmeriCorps? And, you know, what would you maybe tell someone who thinks that AmeriCorps is something they might want to do?
That's a great question. So I think that, you know, the main area to view different AmeriCorps opportunities around the country would be going to AmeriCorps.gov. That will lead you to the website on what is AmeriCorps, how to get involved, and how to research different areas of interest. And also, you can view it by state or you can view it by areas of interest. And a lot of people seem to tend towards, oh, I want to go to Alaska because I'm a little nervous about going overseas, but Alaska's, you know, the closest thing. And so they'll look at Alaska and then they'll search down for the different programs in Alaska. So you can do that. For the Juno site, we have our Facebook page that we try our best to keep updated with the experiences of different AmeriCorps members and what they're doing and experiencing. And so that's helpful to get a firsthand look at what actually is going on with our program here in Juno, because every program is quite different.
Thanks, Sherry. And we are just about out of time for today. So thank you, Sherry, Jeffrey, and Jenny, for sharing all that about AmeriCorps. I really love to hear about it. Super interesting stuff. And good luck with your time here in Juno. I'm really glad you're enjoying yourself so far. I hope you continue to do so.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
Take care.